Lupa kuat kata Adnan luat suka Dalai pakuat kata. Hello Neuro Marvies, meow. Today I want to address the terminology that we as a community use to describe ourselves and the terminology used by medical professionals in the United States and in the UK. I'm not sure about other places, so that's why I'm only going to address those two places for the time being. So, first of all, let me say that in the U.S., we are going with the DSM, not the ICD, and we are currently on the DSM-5, that's the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Health Disorders, and commonly called the Bible of Psychiatry, by the way. A lot of people don't know, but the American Psychiatric Association's biggest moneymaker is indeed the DSM. And without the DSM, it would be a very poor organization indeed. So let's keep that in mind. But there's been a trend to put the word disorder after conditions that did not have that word before. For example, major depressive disorder was called depression, major depression, and unipolar depression in the past. Autistic disorder was simply called autism in the past. We have something called intermittent explosive disorder that I don't know what it was called before, but it exemplifies how everything is being, you know, kind of being called a disorder now. And I don't know if it's for insurance purposes, because only something that's referred to as a disorder is going to be seen as eligible for treatment or deserving of treatment. I really do not know, but Asperger's syndrome, when it first came out, was just that. It was in the DSM-4, it was just that. It was called Asperger's syndrome. And then it turned into Asperger's disorder. So even there, a syndrome and a disorder are two different things. A syndrome is a collection of symptoms. So you tend to see a situation where commonly a few different symptoms collide with each other or interact with each other, but it's not established as a disease or a disease process at that point in time. Disorder refers to obviously something being out of whack, to put it colloquially, out of order, not in the right sequence, or not functioning in a rational way or in a correct way. So Simon Baron Cohen has argued that there is nothing in the makeup of an autistic that is inherently disordered. In fact, the autistic, no matter how high or low functioning, an autistic is going to be great at pattern recognition a lot of the time. Their hearing might be better. I mean, of course, there are going to be deficits, but do we say, oh, a neurotypical doesn't have generally as good pattern recognition, so we should call it neurotypical disorder? I mean, no, we all have our strengths and our weaknesses. And his point was the autistic community prefers, at least in the UK, prefers to call it autism spectrum condition rather than disorder. And if that's how they want to be referred to, then that is what he wants as well. And he would like the literature to reflect that. Now, they operate under the ICD. We, again, have the DSM. And I don't know if anyone really knows how that would affect the individual's ability to receive whatever treatment they need or whatever financial disability benefits or whatever it is, simply by changing terms around like that, because they can be pretty sneaky. So I'm just saying the world of insurance can be pretty sneaky, and that applies to eating disorders too. And that's a whole other story. I've written a book about it. But some people just say, hey, we started at autism, let's just go back to plain old autism. And I know a lot of people at that point would say, yes, but then you're not making any distinction between an extremely high functioning level of autism and a profound autism. But it can be called autism and still have the levels requiring support, substantial support, and very substantial support. It can have qualifiers just like autistic disorder can have its qualifiers. So I think what it comes down to is what is less stigmatizing. And most people seem to think that it's the term condition rather than disorder. A condition can be positive or negative. A disorder can only be negative. So a condition, a heart condition, clearly is not something that's healthy and positive and great. And autism is not always perfect. And it often has things that go along with it that are very difficult as well. Extreme intestinal pain can be one. Mutism, where you're not able to get yourself help because you can't speak. I don't know. There are a lot of comorbidities, co-occurring disorders, and then associated disorders. But basically the point being, a condition can be anything from very negative to very positive, whereas a disorder cannot be positive. And just calling it autism kind of puts it back at its roots, where I don't know why it ever moved in the first place, except again, because the DSM was switching everything over to being called a disorder. So yeah. So whether we're under the ICD or the DSM or whatever, ICD-10, DSM-5, whatever it happens to be, I think going with a language choice that is less stigmatizing, like ASC for condition, as long as no one pulls any fast ones and makes it so we as autistics can't get the services we need, why should the literature not start reflecting that, or start saying just autism again? And I realize that in these podcast episodes I've been putting out that I have been saying ASD and using the word disorder, and I'm probably going to be switching it up too. It's hard to get out of the habit of, in the United States, we don't tend to say autism spectrum condition. We do tend to say disorder. So every time I've seen it written somewhere or heard it mentioned, it's been someone from the United Kingdom. So it's just a matter of popular culture diffusing things, like it does with everything else, like it does with concepts of mental health, constructs of, you know, psychological entities. Everything eventually gets diffused socially, and with the internet even faster. So I'd like to know what you guys think about that. If you believe that it is extremely stigmatizing, because even people who hate their autism, they don't think of themselves as disordered. They might think of themselves as broken, which is a horrible thing. They may even say they don't feel like they're human, or I know a lot of us feel like aliens or like humans on an alien planet, but you know, a lot of people do feel like they're broken, and that's something to be taken very seriously. But do you know of anyone who sits there and says about their autism or about themselves as an autistic that they're disordered, that they're out of order, that they're in the wrong, their functioning is in the wrong order? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. Maybe they do say or think that about themselves. I'm not sure. I'm only one person. But I would love to hear what you have to say about that, and if it has anything to do with the politics of these psychological and psychiatric organizations, and also what other countries, you know? It's not all about English-speaking countries. What about other countries? What are they choosing to call autism or the spectrum? Do they all even have the construct known as the spectrum? I mean, maybe there are some countries that have stuck with just plain autism and have qualifiers. I don't know if everyone is either under the DSM or the ICD. I think so. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the World Health Organization really has to say about who has to follow what, because I know in the States that doctors here can follow the ICD just as well as the DSM, and most choose to go with the DSM. Now, whether most people outside of the US can diagnose using the DSM rather than the ICD, I don't know. I don't think they can, but I'm open to being corrected. So yeah, those are my thoughts, just trying to come up with a way to make people feel comfortable with the terminology, if even just for this podcast. All right, meow and stay autastic. Anupa kuat kata Atmanua suka Alai pa kuat kata